Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Anonymous Advice Podcast. I'm Andrew, and wow, we got a little special episode for you guys here today. Not because I have any guests, of course, but it's Wednesday today. It's not Monday. And normally I'm trying to stay consistent with this podcast, but, you know, there was a reason for that. And first of all, I didn't want to record on Sunday because who gives a shit on your business? And second of all, on Monday, I headed to the Big Apple, the city of dreams, the concrete jungle, the city that never sleeps, New York City, baby. I went on Monday to get vaccinated on Tuesday morning. And Monday, I hung out with some friends. It was a quick 22-hour trip, but I finally got the dose of that shit. And I'll tell you my adventures in just a minute, but I did hang out with my buddy Jason, my friend Jackie, and Chissy. Jackie's been on the podcast. Jason, we tried as like a first episode. Didn't work out, but he'll be back on soon. But I got to get into this first really quick. I've been watching this crime documentary on Hulu. It's called The State of Texas versus Melissa. And she was the first person of Latina descent to be put on death row. She apparently murdered her baby or something like that. And I got to tell you, I'm not here to debate this. I'm not a political guy, obviously, as you mostly know if you know me. But Melissa had 14 fucking kids. My gosh. And one of her daughters in the documentary had 9. And I believe one of the sons had 8 or 7. 7 or 8. And they were trying to follow in her footsteps. And the only thing, do what you gotta do, you know? Have what you wanna have. I'm not here to debate that. But I just thought to myself, that's a shitload of birthdays. That's a lot of clothes. It's a lot of shoes. You have to buy shoes every 2 months for these little rascals. It just reminds me of how expensive raising a kid is. Now, I don't know. You guys gotta tell me. I'm not a father yet anyway, or, you know, someone out there hit me up. But how much does it cost from ages 0 to 18 to raise a kid, do you think? I'll put this on Instagram later, I believe. But yeah, it's crazy. And it reminds me of the time I had to go to Babies R Us once. We had a baby shower in our office at the time. And, you know, I walked in, didn't really know what I was doing, and Linda there helped me out. She's like, what are you looking for? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't know. I got a baby shower. I'm looking for something nice. And she's like, well, babies need diapers all the time. So I'm like, perfect. Let me get in, get out. I'll get some diapers. Let's go. And she showed me where the diapers were. I'm like, well, there's a 30-pack here for $60. $60? Yeah, they're really expensive. I'm like, holy shit, $60 for 30? So wait a second, baby shit like 5 times a day. She's like, yeah, I know. I'm not good at math or anything, but that means I'm paying, every time a baby shits, I'm paying $2. Yeah, I mean, I was like, pardon my French, are you fucking high? I mean, I was a little bit, but she was like, no, it's, I know you're new at this, but that's the prices. I'm like, my God, I'm paying $2 per shit. I can get 2 quarter pounders for that much. So feces are worth more than gold. I don't get it. It's absurd. But anyway, I paid the $60, great baby shower. And you know, it just really grinds my gears. It's impossible. How do all you people raise these kids? And then you gotta worry about, little Jimmy wants a fucking PS5. I guess it was, you know, back when Melissa was a mom, I guess, at the time, it was probably a Super Nintendo or, you know, PS1. It's crazy nowadays more. It's like, I want an iPhone. It's like, shut up. You're not getting a goddamn iPhone. So anyway, that was a crazy, crazy experience. But, oh man, I'm gonna get a lot of shit for that one, I think. But yeah, I had a great time in New York City. I went there, I got vaccinated, the first one. I go back in May for the second dose. But, it, you know, going back to New York City after 8 months, it seems like, maybe since August, it took me about an hour to really not be freaked out by it. I get to Penn Station, homeless people around asking me for money. Penn Station's completely destroyed. Everything's closed down. I think they're renovating it. I'm like, where am I? Like, how do you get to downtown? Where's the A train again? What do I take? I'm looking up Google Maps and shit, and I lived there for 10 years. I felt like a stranger in my own city. It's not my city. I got on the train. There's people around. I'm like, holy shit, there's so many people here. You know, some didn't have masks on. I'm like, am I the only one not vaccinated? This seems crazy. So I kind of, you know, had my headphones in. I kept to myself. I thought everyone was going to murder me or something. But, you know, once I got up to Brooklyn, once I got up the stairs and the whole, you know, the frazzled dazzle thing kind of, you know, left my hair. I wasn't nervous anymore. The sun was shining. People were just walking around. I got back into it. I'm like, ah, this is what I remember. People are just walking around everywhere. There's shops and bars and restaurants and all that stuff. So that was fun for a little bit. And then I met up with Jason. Very fun. We went to a bar, which happened to be one of the last things we went to. We went to a WWE show after we went to that bar on like March. It was like March 11th. We went to this fucking WWE show. I'm not a big WWE guy. There was like 8,000 kids there and just like us sitting there with my buddy Nick. And I don't know. They put microphones under the mat so it sounds louder. I don't get it. I don't get it. But that's all. We had a couple Miller High Lifes. We shot the shit. We caught up. There were these two girls, or women, I guess. They're probably our age, next to us. And it seemed like they knew everybody. We were outside. And it seemed like everybody walking by knew them. They were like, oh, how you doing? What's going on? How you doing? They met five fucking people. A couple of them couples, some solo. One of them sat down for like an hour and a half with them and just shot the shit, had a drink. They was like, oh, come sit down with us. I'm going to get shit for this. But I feel like, what's up with women and raising their voices when they meet someone, like they greet them, you know? Every time someone walked past, like, oh my God, hi. And I kind of, do you understand a little bit where I'm coming from? I mean, you can cancel me. It doesn't matter. You know, it reminded me of like how I talk to my dog. Hey, Max, come here. Hi, how are you? How you been? Oh my God, John, how are you? It's like, is that so fake? Is that a fake thing or is that actual excitement? I think it's fucking fake and I want to call you out on it. Sorry, just drinking some water and coffee. Yeah, I want to call you out. But anyway, had a great time there, hung around for a couple hours. And then I went back in the subway. I met up with my best friend, Jackie. We do a Disney night together. My old coworker, Chissy, I've known her for like 10 years or something, you know, in Soho. So I get there early. The restaurant is called Lola Taverna, I believe, isn't it? Yeah, Lola Taverna in Soho. So I walk up. It's fucking packed on a Monday night. People everywhere. And I seem like the oldest one. I'm like, are these all TikTok stars? The fuck is going on? I love Jackie to death, but my God, I mean, the restaurant was really good, but it's like, let's, you know, my type of restaurant, there's zero people there. I'm in a dark place, you know, I don't want to see anybody, you know, it's, but this place was hopping. It's like someone from Bachelor in Paradise tweeted it out or something, and everybody loves it now. But the food was really great. You know, it was great seeing Chissy and Jackie. We got into a little problem here. So when the three of us sort of get together, have a couple drinks and stuff, we can become relatively loud. So I'm a loud guy in general, but we were clearly very loud that night. They're gonna say no, but you know, Jackie, you know, we go way back, business partners and stuff. So we just shoot the shit like that. Same with Chissy and I. It's like, you know, Jackie's asked me, it's like, how many people have you slept with? Why haven't you called me pretty ever? You've never called me pretty. I'm like, all right, you're pretty. Jesus, oh my God. It's like, well, who's the hairiest girl you slept with? So wait, you're not a virgin? Oh my God. It's like, you know, shit like that. It gets way more not suitable for work. I'm not going to go into it. But yeah, we had a great time and we were very loud. People were looking over, you know, we were close to, you know, we were doing the distance. We were 6 feet from people. It was like an outside thing, but like heaters and stuff. I don't know if you can get a picture of this, but yeah, so there's probably about 100 people there. It took us, we got there, we had a reservation at 8:30. We didn't even get in until 9 because it was so busy. Our waitresses were super cool. We were shooting the shit with them. They're like, how old do you think we are? Wow, that's awesome. I'm like, cool. Yeah, all right. But everyone was looking over. We were just cracking up the entire time. Very fun. Here's the problem. We got into some very relationship-y topics. I don't want to get into it, but they're very graphic. And it was mostly based towards me. Well, all of us, actually. We were very loud. And there were two people right next to us. I couldn't tell, but one of them sort of looked like a friend of ours, so I pointed it out, and then I just, you know, didn't worry about it until later. But we end up striking up a conversation with them. It's a daughter and mom on her last night there visiting, and she's from, like, Michigan. And she's like, oh, I'm just from Michigan. We were talking about fucking people right next to her. And the daughter must have been fucking mortified of us. I felt terrible. I felt truly terrible that they had to listen to our conversation. All right. So I apologize, people next to us. But our waitresses, they said, thank you. You made our night. You guys are so funny, blah, blah, blah. But that's because we gave them a big tip. But I mean, I just felt bad, you know, because the daughter was very, like, reserved. Like, you know, we started talking, but she's like, yeah, you know, she was very, like, you know, very Michigan-y, I guess. I don't know, very Midwestern. And I'm, you know, talking about fucking horses and, you know, whatever it is. I was like, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I didn't know that was your mom. Couldn't tell you. But dinner was great. Had a few drinks there as well. The food was great as well. So then I left. I stayed at it's called the Washington Square Hotel. So if anyone wants to stay like near the Soho or Washington Square area, if like they're taking a trip there, it was $80 a night. It's a 3-star, it's like not the best spot ever, but it's right downtown, so you can like walk around, get all the shops in and all that stuff. So highly recommend it if you're on a budget and want to stay for a couple of nights. Like you don't have to stay in a $500 hotel in Times Square or whatever, because it's going to be very fucking loud at night and very annoying. So stayed there. I'm going to wrap this up right now. Got up, yawned a little bit, you know, washed my face off. I'm like, should I shower? I showered, you know, late yesterday. I'm like, nah, fuck it. But then I got worried on the way there. I'm like, what if they asked if I showered? I don't know this situation. Got to the place in Brooklyn, and I was in and out in like 15 minutes. I just showed them my New York ID, got in. There's about 400 people in army uniforms there. They just asked a couple questions, very easy. Sit down for 15 minutes, boom, bang, I'm out. 22-hour trip. They asked you normal questions. It wasn't anything too bad. It was like, you know, are you sad today? Have you ever watched Grey's Anatomy? Did you cry on that Broadway episode? You know, stuff like that. It wasn't too bad. After 5 or 6 of those, I had teary eyes. They gave me the shot. I was sitting next to this other guy who's also getting the shot. But a lot of people in that area are college students. So they, as soon as I had my ID, they just let me VIP walk past them all. Because they're, like, a lot of these kids have their own state IDs. And they're like, well, I live here now. I don't know what's going on. Here's my passport. So they were held up. I just shot right in there, baby. All the way in. Got out of there. Took the, not the Long Island Railroad, but I took the Jersey Transit back to PA. So that was my trip. I hope you enjoyed that little story there. And yeah, let's get into some advice here, shall we? All right, first question. My girlfriend wrote me erotica. I'm not sure why. That sounds pretty sweet, actually. All right, I woke up to a long story that she wrote for me. Basically porn about me and her. It sounds hot, but it had some weird stuff in it. One part that I can't stop thinking about was she said she wanted me to pee on her. I'm not into that at all. I just feel weird knowing she was up all night writing that. Kind of weird. She asked me if I liked it and I said that it was good and turned me on, but it was actually strange. She asked me if I wanted her to continue the story, and I didn't reply. But I suspect she's probably writing it now. How do I tell her to not do that? Well, everyone has their little kink thing. Mine's maybe feet or something. I don't know. It's, you know, writing a story like that, you gotta hand it to her. It could be a Times bestseller, to be honest with you. Like, you peeing on her or something, it could just shoot up the charts. She took time to do it for you. She was hoping you'd like it more. Maybe you could just tell her that's not your thing. You can continue writing, but maybe scribble that part out and, you know, maybe go over what you guys both like and enjoy. You know, I'm sure you've probably talked about it before, but if you go over what you like and enjoy, and then she can write something that you both like and enjoy. Like, was there a lot of grammatical errors in it? Were there pictures? I've never read like an erotica book. I mean, I've seen erotica videos. That's a very, she, I think she was just trying to be, you know, kinky and hot. And, I mean, she's probably well read if she writes stories and stuff. Is she going to school for that? Maybe in a class she can read it out loud and see what the class thinks. See what the teacher thinks. She was like, and then he whips his dick out and I'm in the tub. The class is like, what the fuck? So yeah, I would just sit her down and be like, here's what I like. Let's go over it. I want you to keep writing. I know some of this is kind of weird, but you seem open to having her do something else, you know, write something else for you. But yeah, I like the thought. Just say, like, I like the thought. I don't like this sort of fetish or kink or whatever. And that's it, man. Hope for the best. Is it online yet? Can I get it on Amazon? Who did the audiobook? I hope you can buy. I hope, you know what you should do? You should take that erotica book and save up maybe $10,000 and get someone famous to do an audiobook. That's what I would do. But yeah, I hope it works out for you, man. Just sit her down, say, I like the thought. Maybe you could, you know, go a little lighter, maybe a little choking or something, slapping, a little slap here or there, you know, a little tickle here or there. All right, next question. My boyfriend follows over 4,000 women on Instagram and makes me feel uncomfortable and insecure. Should I stop caring about it? Jesus. 4,000? What the fuck? Is he one of these guys who has like 8 followers and 4,000 people that he follows? I could see that. Okay, let's go. We have been together for 6 years. That's a long time. I was a very secure person, but then he would always say how he wishes or how I would look better if my thighs or ass was bigger. I would unfollow anyone he was uncomfortable with me following, which were only a handful. But whenever I'd mention a girl he was sexually involved with, he would just say, she's not doing anything to you, and why does it matter? And of course, she has the body type he told me he wishes I had. That's when I started feeling insecure. Over time, I noticed the amount of people he follows kept growing, and it got to a point where I couldn't ignore it because it would come up on my Explore page. It was either fully naked women or half-naked women with the same body type. Not to mention, we recently moved to blank, and all of a sudden, he's following random local women. I don't understand. I spoke to him many times, and he dismisses my feelings and just says I'm insecure and that it means nothing. Recently, I told I feel that he overlooks my feelings when it comes to this, and all he said is that I do it to myself for looking. I deleted IG, but all that just stays on my mind. Yeah, this guy's an asshole. It has nothing to... You need to break up with this guy. This has nothing to do with the Instagram followers. He told you what he wanted you to look like. He follows all of these people who look like what he wants you to look like, and he doesn't like when you follow guys on Instagram, but he follows 4,000 women. And also, once you get to a point, haven't you seen it all? You know, I say that a lot, I think, but like, why not just 2,000? I mean, I guess there's always new people, but if it's the same thing over and over again, wouldn't you just get bored, I guess? It's like, oh yeah, there's this, big thighs. Woo-wee! There's another one, and there's another one. They all have glasses. You know, it's like a whole thing. 2,000 would be fine. But yeah, this, you should break up with this guy. No ifs, ands, or buts. Leave him and never look back. The last couple episodes, I've been hating on guys a lot because they seem like they're all assholes. So I'll try and you know, hopefully get some people to email me where it's not the guy who's an asshole, but this guy is a douche. What's up with people trying to, like, manipulate, you know, women into what they want? I don't get it. Why did you start dating her and then tell her you want her to look like someone else? I don't understand that. Like, if you're not attracted to her, why are you, what the fuck? And now she feels even more insecure. It just doesn't make sense to me. So you need to get out of there and kick him to the curb. Kick him to the curb, baby. I hope that helps. I'm sorry you're going through this. That's kind of a rough thing. Like, 6 years. You shouldn't feel like this, but it's one of those things where people think it's like, I wasted the last 6 years of my life on this douche and I shouldn't have. But it's a learning experience, you know? It should have been a shorter one, but it was a learning experience for you, and I wish you the best. I wish you the best in your new city. And I'm sure there's a lot of people there that would love to hang out with you, that would love to make you feel secure. And I hope for the best. All right, let's get to one more. This is a little bit of a, not really a rush episode, but it's a Wednesday, and I plan on having one out on Monday too. So we're back in the game, baby. Back in on a normal schedule. Let's go. Okay, here we go. My boyfriend is mad that I masturbated. LOL, is this normal? He knew I was a virgin before him, and when we started having sex, he said I didn't look or feel like a virgin, and it was suspicious that it didn't hurt me, and my hymen was not there or something. I don't even know, to be honest with you, I don't even know what a hymen is. I don't even know. Ladies, you know, email me or something. I told him that yes, I was a virgin, but I would masturbate with a toy, so that's why. Okay. He thinks I was being dishonest and don't really count as a virgin. Is that real? Virgin means I haven't had sex, which is true. A guy can masturbate and still be a virgin, but a girl can't? I don't even understand. Like, I'm a grown 22-year-old woman with her own apartment and privacy. Of course I would masturbate. Yeah, I mean, look, like, how many virgins has he deflowered? You know, how does he know what it feels like? Is it just tight or something? I don't know. How is that being dishonest? This guy's an asshole too. It's like, what's wrong with these people? You should kick this guy to the curb as well. See you later, alligator. See you later. And, you know, obviously masturbation doesn't count as sex for either one. You know, it's probably good, you know, you get some practice in anyway, you know, this guy's kind of a douche. And yeah, someone said, I brought this up to somebody, and someone said that, like, can activities like kayaking, maybe not kayaking, but horseback riding, etc., something that, like, I don't know how to explain it, but can you break your hymen any other way? You know what I mean? Is that a thing that can either rupture it or do something else to it? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Maybe I'll have Dr. Drew on to explain this, but there's a lot of question marks here. The only non-question mark is dump this asshole. He sucks. He's apparently deflowered many people, and he's an asshole. He probably seeks out virgins because he's an asshole and a weirdo. And fuck this weirdo. Dump him. Have him go horseback riding. I did that one time. My balls hurt for like 4 weeks. All right. I think I mentioned that in an episode before, but it doesn't matter. It was, you know, it was a lovely day out, but balls still hurt. I'm like, Jesus, calm down. Stop going so fast or going so slow. I don't know. I'm bopping around here. We're in the woods. I was like, fuck, this hurts. Yeah, I would dump this guy. And I'm sorry this is happening to you, but yeah, wow. This episode, a lot of just dumping, a lot of dumping, a lot of poop and actual dumping. Well, that's actual dumping, but breaking up. Yeah, that's about it. That's about it for today's episode. I hope everything gets solved. I got a couple updates for some of these things. So I'll try and get a guest on next week, next Monday. We'll see what happens. I'll try and record earlier, maybe it's Saturday, Sunday, so it kind of works out that way. It just takes longer to edit and everything, but wow, guys, appreciate everybody listening, appreciate everybody tuning in every week or every other week or going back to listen to the old episodes. Been really spectacular seeing the small growth on this thing. I know it's probably going to just even out at some point, probably will. And then that time I'll probably get some ads and stuff, and maybe this will grow a little bit more. And maybe in the near future, I'll have some more famous sort of comedians and maybe people with professional relationship advice on the show. So that'll be fun. Got a lot in store this year for the show. It's going to be great. And yeah, I'm Andrew. Thank you for tuning in to the Anonymous Advice Podcast. I will see you next week. Take care. Bye. Started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone, stupid love song. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone, how come I never hear you say I just wanna be with you? Cause you never found that way. But since you've been gone, shut your